Good morning. Candlelighting this evening, 5 o'clock. Minchan Maariv Kabbalat Shabbat will be at 5:05. We noted yesterday that part of our awe-building exercise around the Beit Knesset about Shul is not speaking about Dvarim Betelem, which we translated as chatter or mundane discussion. The next priority, Ve'en Machshvin Behem Cheshbonot Elishal Mitzvah, that we shouldn't do calculations. Unless those related to mitzvot, for example, kugon kupa shel tzedakah, counting the amount of money in the charity box so that we can dispense it and keep records and accounts. And it's a strange thing to say, you shouldn't do math in shul. I'm sure there are those among us who never liked math who like that idea, that that should stay out of here. But it strikes me that this is another progression. We said yesterday that we should use communication to build relationships that are founded only on values. Of course, we can have the implication of Dvarim Betelem not being allowed in shul. This, in our lives, in our homes, we can talk about Dvarim Betelem. We can have chatter, mundane discussion, build relationship. But in shul, it should be a place of community building around values. And not just our communicative efforts, but even our mental work. Making calculations, addition, subtraction, multiplication, all that work that happens inside our head in this space, in this building, should be devoted to values and furthering those values. So if we're counting tzedakah, that's fine. If we're counting the number of chairs we can have for people to space out and fit here on Shabbos, that's great. Those are all mental work towards furthering community through the prism of our values of safety, connection, and divinity. And our mind, is, in addition to our mouth, should be focused on God and each other through the prism of our values. B'chadanim en akasha, amriz kodesh bachol ezakot et Yisrael, afika chirbalem tamitzvot, shneimad en aichafetz, amansid ko yagdol Torah v'yadir. Amen.